With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran cannot be allowed to have nuclear ballistic missiles.
Iran is gearing up to produce 10,000 of those ballistic missiles within 3 years. Now just imagine 10,000 tons of TNT landing on a country the size of New Jersey. This is an intolerable threat. It too must be stopped.
His comments coming earlier in the morning as Israeli forces blasted Iranian nuclear sites, killing three top generals and at least six leading nuclear scientists. Netanyahu says his nation has stood up to Iran despite Tehran's plans to destroy the Jewish state.
Iran is now working on what it calls the new plan to destroy Israel. You see, the old plan failed. Iran and its proxies try to encircle Israel with a ring of fire and to attack us with the horrible attack of October 7th. But the people of Israel, the soldiers of Israel, rose like lions to defend our country.
That audio courtesy of the BBC. President Trump scorches the chairman of the Federal Reserve again, but he has no plans to fire him. White House correspondent Greg Clugston takes a look at the latest situation in regard to the Fed chairman.
The president continues to slam Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not cutting interest rates.
One numbskull that sits here, I don't see enough reason to cut the rates now.
Despite calling Powell a numbskull, the president said he's not going to fire him. But he went on to say he may have to force something as part of his ongoing push for the central bank to lower rates. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And this is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support. Pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers approving a measure that targets out-of-state doctors and activists who prescribe, sell, or provide abortion drugs to Louisiana residents. State law already allows women to sue doctors who perform abortions on them in the state. This bill expands who can be sued. It includes those out-of-state who may be responsible for an illegal abortion. This is SRN News. Wall Street climbing, getting close to record territory.
Stocks edged a bit higher on Wall Street following another encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 added 0.4% Thursday. The index is less than 2% below its record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 101 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market after an update on inflation at the wholesale level came in better than expected. That helped raise expectations for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates later this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Asia shares Friday opening lower while oil prices surged that after the Israelis attacked Iran earlier in the morning. Amid tensions over Iran's nuclear program, U.S. benchmark crude oil rose by $5.50 or about 8.2% to $73 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.